This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding shirk through obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two types of shirk. Polytheism. Shirk-e jali, open shirk, and shirk-e khafi, hidden or concealed shirk. Today we will discuss shirk through obedience. That is when one obeys other than Allah and disobeys Allah. One falls into the shirk, polytheism, through obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 12 of the Holy Quran, verse number 106 says, "And most of them do not believe in Allah without associating with Him." Concerning this verse, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, which is the fifth divinely appointed Imam, he has said, "It implies attributing partners in obedience and not in worship." If you look at the verse, it is talking about obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam continues, "The sins that people commit are of this category. In this case, they obey shaitan and make him a partner with Allah in obedience." You know, one may say that I'm a Muslim, I believe in Allah, but when you sin, at that point in time, you're not being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead, you're being obedient to shaitan or your own nafs. Worshipping idols, for example, is not the only form of shirk. Sometimes we feel that since we're not worshipping idols, we're not polytheists, right? We're not discussing this, you know, Satan worshippers either. We're discussing obedience to shaitan, and that certainly is a form of hidden shirk. And that sometimes we end up committing through our actions. Or in other words, we end up committing those through our disobedience to Allah's commands. And this is where Islam tells us not to do that. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing shirk through obedience, which is polytheism through obedience. And we're talking explicitly about obedience to shaitan. As we said in chapter 12, verse number 106, Allah says, "And most of them do not believe in Allah without associating partners with Him." Concerning this, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, the Immaculate Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, has said, "It is attributing partners in obedience and not in worship. A man obeys Satan without knowing that, so he becomes a mushrik polytheist. Being careless and negligent results in this type of attitude where we do not even know that we are being obedient to shaitan instead of being obedient to Allah. So this is where we have to be careful and not negligent, not careless. We have to be, wide awake before carrying out any action. Why are we doing this thing? Who asked us to do this thing? Is it in line with obedience of Allah or is it in line with obedience to shaitan? These are the questions we should be asking ourselves, right? And also, sometimes lowering our guards results in this type of negligence that we don't even know, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam rightly pointed out, that we are being obedient to shaitan. So don't let your guards low. And then following our temptations sometimes, sometimes our temptations are too strong for us to control them. So we end up committing a sin without thinking twice. It is because we are too engaged with our temptations. Try to control your temptations, especially the youth out there. Being a slave of our lowly desires sometimes results in this, Make sure that your lowly desires are in control of you and you are not in control of your lowly desires. So again, don't be obedient to shaitan, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.